Thanks for joining us for our third show in a special series about xeric gardens that use limited amounts of water and lots of high temperatures. Last week, xeric landscape planner Don Lonberg told us about five blooming perennials he'd choose. Today, we'll listen to horticulturalist Matt Lutz as he gives us five of his favorite shrubs to include in your landscape designs.
First one to be a favorite of mine is the shrub called Apache Plume. Kind of gets kind of a little bit more irregular than most of your traditional shrubs. It's got a very fine texture, blooms with little white flowers all through the summer, and even more attractive than I think the flowers is the seed heads that are come afterwards that are kind of a light pink to a mauve and kind of cottony, and just adds a different element to the garden. Secondly, any of the pea shrubs, whether it's the Russian or the dwarf, or there's even almost a small tree form with a silver leaf. They have a very nice glossy foliage. They hold their shape fairly well. In the early spring to late spring, you're going to get yellow sweet pea-like flowers. And they've just held up pretty well out here. Another one I'm experimenting with is the fern bush, which has a really nice lacy texture. Gets to be quite large. I know you can train it back to about 5 or 6 if you want to keep pruning it, but just adds a very nice lacy presence to the garden that you don't get with a lot of other shrubs. Well, lead plant, which is more of a, kind of hedges that line between perennial and woody, gets to be, about 2.5 feet tall. Has, again, kind of a ferny type frond, I'm not sure how I'd describe it, and then very nice, lilac-colored flowers. More or less can't kill it.
Oh, that sounds good.
So very, very, watering it too much is about the only thing that'll do it in.
Several years ago, I ordered a shrub commonly called rabbit brush from a Santa Fe firm, and it's done pretty well to fill in an open space in our old shelter belt. I asked Matt for his take on Camisa or rabbit brush.
There's a few different varieties of that. The one we tend to carry here is the dwarf blue rabbit brush. Just because so many of your other xerics are big, lanky shrubs, it's one of the nice ones that's going to use in place of, like, say, a spirea or a small barberry. It stays in that 2 to 3 foot range.
Mine has the yellow flowers on it.
There is one that's supposed to be, I think that's a pea shrub, that they'll call a rose pea shrub just because it gets a little bit of a pink throat to the flower. Another good one, and it's one of those that technically isn't supposed to grow up here, but we've been having fairly good success with, is your Chilopsis or desert willow. This is almost a large shrub to a subtree, depending on how you want to limit up and how large it grows. Relative of the catalpa family, so it does very, very well in drought situations. The one I've got growing in the backyard went through 2 or 3 cycles of me forgetting to water it and losing its leaves and being eaten twice by my cat. Finally went into the ground and went from about 12 inches to 4 feet tall in a single summer, and has just held up really, really well.
Matt's suggestions for larger shrub-sized xeric plants finishes our show for today. Join us next week when both guys give us some pointers on watering and mulching to keep your xeric garden growing strong.